It was a much, much younger score. We wanted kids to be able to like the songs. And that was, I think, part of the huge success of that movie, was it was a much more sellable soundtrack to the masses, as it were, because it was pop music. It wasn't, you know, I must go down to see you again, all that bit, you know, the Little Mermaid stuff, which is all well and good, but we wanted to change that.
Just a Superstar became mega because it brought rock into the mix. And this is the first time Disney had really had a rock score. People don't actually like Broadway tunes that much. On the whole, most people prefer rock. They like corny rock, they like adult rock, they like Elton John, they like the Stones. Our generation actually prefer that most of the time to listening to Broadway scores. The fact that we gave Lion King a rock-flavoured score sent it through the roof.
I have my career making records as Elton John. I now have, because of the Lion King, a film production company deal with Disney. Tim and I have got another musical with Disney coming on stage. The Lion King's the number one stage musical. We have Aida coming out, and it's just opened so many different doors. At this stage of my career, it's so important that you do that. You have to stretch yourself. I don't want to sit down and play rock and roll all my life, although I do like playing rock and roll still. I mean, Tim and I were adamant that it wasn't going to be the normal kind of Disney Broadway score of songs. We thought it was a great story, and we wanted to do, you know, like a rock and roll version of a Disney soundtrack. So consequently, there were things like Just Can't Wait to Be King, Hakuna Matata, and the ballads.
Every time Elton came to LA, he'd come to the studio and sit down and play the piano, and he wrote the stuff incredibly quickly and almost on the spur of the moment, and I used to give him the lyrics on a Thursday morning, and by Thursday night he'd have a wonderful song.
I don't sit down with Tim face to face. The only time we've written together is when he came to Atlanta, and Tim always leaves things for the last minute. I mean, I have to say to him, look, I booked the studio on January so-and-so, I need the lyrics by then, and usually they arrive the night before on my fax machine in Atlanta at the last chance. And then he came to Atlanta and he wrote two or three songs in Atlanta while he was there, and was in this little room, which was like a broom cupboard, on the computer writing out the lyrics. And that was the closest we've been to collaborating. It works the same way as Bernie. I get the lyric and I go away, and usually he's satisfied with the result, which is great. I mean, the great advantage of having a relationship like that is that you don't have arguments and you don't sit there discussing till the cows come home what sure the song should be. You just trust the other person to come up with the good. And if you're working with class acts like Tim, then that's always been delivered to me. He is a genuine songwriter-lyricist. I mean, Bernie is not. Bernie is more a whimsical, whatever comes into his head. Tim is, you know, from the old school of writing and genuinely loves it.